From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Family members say Eunice Kennedy Shriver has died. Shriver died early this morning at Cape Cod Hospital in Hyannis, Massachusetts. She was 88 years old and had suffered a series of strokes in recent years. Shriver emerged from the Kennedy family to become a leading advocate of the mentally disabled, as NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Shriver is perhaps best known for founding the Special Olympics in 1968, part of an international campaign to show that people with mental retardation are capable of extraordinary achievements. In 2007, Shriver talked about the rejection suffered by her mother and her mildly mentally retarded sister, Rosemary.
The combination of the love of my family and the awful sting of rejection helped me to develop the confidence that I needed to believe that I could make a difference in a positive direction.
She told an audience at the Kennedy Presidential Library that such experiences helped mold President Kennedy as well. When President Reagan gave her the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1984, he honored her for laboring on behalf of America's least powerful people. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is traveling to New Hampshire today, where he's planning to hold a town hall meeting on health care. The meeting could be boisterous. Members of Congress have been greeted with heated debates over the issue at their own town hall meetings. At least 10 people are reported killed by a U.S. missile strike in Pakistan's tribal belt. Officials say the attack targeted a militant training camp. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Islamabad.
The U.S. is piling pressure on the Taliban fighters inside Pakistan's tribal belt. Officials believe their leader, Bayatullah Massoud, was killed last week when CIA missiles blasted his father-in-law's house. Reports say today's attack killed suspected militants in a training base. Like last week's, it took place in South Waziristan, Massoud's stronghold near the Afghan border. The area is extremely remote and inaccessible to journalists, so details are hard to verify. In fact, there's still no final confirmation Massoud was actually killed last week. Several of his aides insist he's alive, though they've yet to provide proof. There's also been violence today in the Pakistani city of Peshawar, a staging post for the tribal belt, where militants fired rockets into a residential area, killing several people. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
The latest conviction in Myanmar of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi is drawing condemnation from world leaders. Suu Kyi was sentenced today to a further 18 months in detention for breaking the terms of her house arrest. An American man swam uninvited to her lakeside home in May. She spent much of the last 20 years in detention. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and French President Nicolas Sarkozy say the guilty verdict is a political step by Myanmar's military rulers to prevent Suu Kyi from taking part in elections next year. And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Divers are expected to return to the waters of New York's Hudson River today as they search for the last victim of Saturday's mid-air collision. 9 people, including a Pennsylvania family and tourists from Italy, died in the crash involving a small plane and a sightseeing helicopter. Divers spotted an 8th body yesterday but were unable to remove it because it's trapped in wreckage in about 60 feet of water. Federal Reserve policymakers begin 2 days of meetings today in Washington. They'll be considering interest rates. Steve Beck of Market News International reports.
The Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee has the task of reassessing the economic and financial outlook and setting its credit stance for the next 6 weeks. Chairman Ben Bernanke and his colleagues will review an array of mostly better-looking numbers, most recently Friday's employment report, which showed a dip in the jobless rate, a smaller though still large drop in non-farm payrolls, and a longer factory work week. They must also take into account a record federal budget deficit, which is putting upward pressure on mortgage and other longer-term interest rates. At its last meeting in late June, the Fed said it was apt to keep short-term rates exceptionally low for an extended period. And Fed watchers expect that intention to be reiterated in tomorrow afternoon's policy announcement. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Investors will be watching the Fed as policymakers open their 2-day meeting today. They're also looking for new economic data due out today. The Labor Department reports on productivity for the 2nd quarter this morning, and the Commerce Department releases wholesale trade inventories for June. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington, D.C.